Late night on the GOP debate. The New York Times, November 10, 2023, 2:17 a.m. Yet welcome to Best of Late Night, the rundown of the previous night's highlights that lets you sleep and lets us get paid to watch comedy. Here are the 50 best movies on Netflix right now. Game recognize game. The third Republican presidential debate took place on Wednesday, with 5 GOP hopefuls taking the stage in Miami. On Thursday, late-night hosts weighed in on the debate, which Jimmy Fallon said was being described as unhinged. Oh, yeah, there was name-calling, wild rants and personal attacks. Even Trump was watching like, game recognize game, Fallon joked. Yeah, it was vicious. At one point, Lester Holt was like, we interrupt this debate with a Real Housewives reunion already in progress. Jimmy Fallon during last night's debate. Vivek Ramaswamy criticized Nikki Haley's foreign policy views and said she was Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels. Hey, I'm right here, said Ron DeSantis. Seth Meyers. During the 2-hour debate, Nikki Haley got the most questions. Tim Scott spoke the longest, and Ron DeSantis spoke the cough shortest. Jimmy Fallon on The Daily Show, the guest host Sarah Silverman pointed to Vivek Ramaswamy's disparaging comments about Nikki Haley's daughter's use of TikTok, calling him really annoying. I mean, Nikki Haley was America's top diplomat at the United Nations. She literally kept her cool with the worst dictators in the world. And 8 minutes on stage with Vivek, and she like, you are scum. Sarah Silverman. Ramaswamy elicited the reaction from me that I thought was impossible when he said, you might want to take care of your family first. I actually thought, Donald Trump would never. No, I'm kidding. Of course he would. Seth Meyers. He is so insufferable. He should just lean into it, you know. He should say, make me president so I can annoy our enemies for America. Like, he'll have one meeting with Vladimir Putin, and 20 minutes later Putin will mysteriously kill himself. Sarah Silverman then, the moderator tried to calm things down. He was like, Nikki, Vivek, remember, none of you are going to be president. Jimmy Fallon. Merry Christmas. The strike is over. SAG-AFTRA reached a tentative deal with studios on Wednesday, allowing Hollywood actors to return to work after 118 days. Jimmy Kimmel thanked viewers for Take Your Actor Back to Work Day. One member of the actors' negotiating committee said that there were tears of exhilaration and joy in the room after the deal was approved, and it only took them a few takes. It was very realistic. Jimmy Kimmel. It is a big night. The SAG strike is over. Which means Hollywood can finally get back to what they do best, turning your children gay. Sarah Silverman. The strike is over. So, tune in tomorrow when my guests will be everyone. Jimmy Fallon. When the actors heard a deal had been reached, they gasped, screamed, laughed, cried, and then were like, I also do accents. Jimmy Fallon. The Hallmark Channel immediately started shooting all 1,200 of its Christmas movies this morning. Jimmy Kimmel. The punchiest punchlines. Tim Scott's girlfriend edition. Politico published an article today after last night's debate titled, Tim Scott's girlfriend is, in fact, Rachel. However, jury's still out on Tim Scott. Seth Meyers. For a while now, Tim Scott has claimed to have a girlfriend, but no one has ever seen her, and donors have been worried it's hurting him in the race. So, after the debate, he brought her up on stage. Yeah, when asked how they met, she was like, I was his Uber driver on the way over. Jimmy Fallon. Aw, that's so sweet. Man, you look for love your whole life, and you finally find it with a respectable looking woman just 2 months before the Iowa caucus. I mean, what are the odds? Sarah Silverman. He really should have just proposed right there, got down on one knee, like, Mindy, would you make my campaign manager the happiest man alive? Sarah Silverman. It's just too bad for Tim that he had to get this non-union actor to play his girlfriend. I mean, if he had waited one more day for the strike to end, he could have gotten a professional actor fake girlfriend. Sarah Silverman. It's a smart move by Tim Scott. He's never going to be president, but at least people will know that he has a fake girlfriend, so that's good. She lives in Canada, you guys don't know her. Jimmy Fallon. The big's worth watching. The drag star Trixie Mattel read to a group of unimpressed children from Senator Ted Cruz's new book, Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America, on Thursday's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Also, check this out. Image written and directed by the philosopher and activist Paul B. Preciado. The movie Orlando, My Political Biography draws inspiration from a Virginia Woolf novel. Credit: Sideshow and Janus Films in Paul B. Preciado's film, Orlando, My Political Biography. The Spanish-born philosopher and activist shared the title role with 20 trans and non-binary performers to make a point about identity. Share full article.